Hello, my friends. How are you? It is Heather. I'm just making a note. And this is back to me, which really means back to you. And this is my weekly podcast where I'm going to share ideas to help you, hopefully, become happier and healthier, which is why I call it back to me, which what I really mean is back to you. Because I find if you are taking, and this is a conversation that we were having last night, if you can take better care of yourself and be who you need to be in the world, then you get to take better care of what everything else that you want to take care of in the world, right? So everybody wins. Everybody wins. And this week I'm talking about reconnecting with who was the person that you dreamt you might be. And this is your chance to daydream. This is your moment of pause during the day, and you don't have to do anything in specific. You don't have to do anything in particular. I'm just inviting you to pause. And even pausing for a few moments during the day can be a fabulous thing. This, by the way, is my holiday mug. It is officially the holidays, and I'm drinking out of my holiday mug. And yes, I'm drinking matcha hot chocolate. Because I need to get stuff done today. But so happy holidays first, and let's take a moment to daydream. So, when you were young, everybody had big dreams of what they were going to do when they were young because nobody had told us yet we couldn't do stuff. No, you can't do that. That's not reasonable. No, you can't. No. I mean, no did come up a lot when you were doing stuff you weren't supposed to. But in general, nobody told you you couldn't be a ballerina. Nobody told you you couldn't be a fireman. Nobody told you you couldn't run the world. You couldn't be the queen. You couldn't do anything you wanted to do. When I was little, my family will confirm this. I was going to be an artist and a veterinarian. And I became an accountant. I know, crazy, right? But stuff happens and sometimes you lose your way. So at some point, it wasn't my middle age because I wasn't that old. I realized, oh, I didn't mean to be an accountant. And while I'm fairly successful at it, I don't want to be an accountant anymore. And I left. And I went into health and wellness, which is kind of like being a veterinarian, but it's for people instead, right? So I started teaching yoga. I've been now teaching yoga for 18 years. I can't believe it. It blows my mind. I started personal training. I went back to school. I became a registered massage therapist. All of this health and wellness world, I dove into it head first and got right in there. And what I've discovered along the way is how I made all lots of mistakes on how to take care of for myself. I mean, look, you never know what's going to be around the corner. I mean, we're now 5.5 weeks from my stroke, my cerebral incident, and I credit the fact that I did spend the last, 15, 20 years trying to figure out how to take the best care of me with why I'm recovering and recovering fairly quickly, not as fast as I want, obviously. But I am recovering. So take your moment now. Like, think back. What did you want to be? Even if it was something that, like the queen, obviously not everybody can be the queen, but the energy behind that, like you wanted to be in charge of things. Maybe that was the energy involved in it. But think about, without overanalyzing it just yet, think about what did you want to be? When you were little, what did you dream of? What just came to you naturally? What did you have fun doing? And take a few minutes with that. Like, really think about it. Like, that's pretty awesome. And I will say, I'm just looking around my desk. I don't have anything at hand here. I am actually now an artist. I actually do paint and draw, and I even have my own Etsy store now. So you can go back and reclaim your dreams. And reboot them, get them going. So, when you think about that thing that you wanted to be, what do you do now? What is your vocation, what are your hobbies? What is your job if you have a job? What is your business if you run your own business? What do you do now? And how far apart are they? Can you see similarities between them? Maybe you're on the right track. Maybe you did do the things that you wanted to do. I remember my mother told me once when I was 6, I had just learned to write and I was pretty darn excited. So I had to teach my 4-year-old sister how to write her name. And I can see in myself, I haven't stopped teaching. Everything that I learn that I get excited about, I want to teach someone. That's how I got into being I'm also a kayaking instructor. That's how I got into being a kayaking instructor. If I started doing something and I thought, this is amazing, I wanted to teach someone. And I can see that progression through my life of things that I enjoyed and was excited about and wanted to share with the world. And that goes through various parts of my careers and my jobs and my businesses, the businesses that I run now. Now I'm a coach, right? I coach people on how to take care of themselves. That's one of the things I coach on. I can coach people sometimes on their business because I do have the business background. I'm super passionate about helping people succeed and be their best selves. And that's me. But we're talking about you because this is back to you, back to me, back to you. So what did you want to be when you were little? I'm super curious. If you feel, brave, you can always put it in the comments and let me know. Because I am always fascinated by where people wanted to be and then where they ended up and how they got there. And are you happy there? If you're happy there, super amazing. If there's something you want to change, like, is there something you can shift, change, alter, move your direction, your trajectory? There's always things you can do. There's always things you can do, even when they're small. Sometimes if you are in a job that you, for whatever reason, are keeping, you can always make other changes to incorporate the things that you enjoy in other parts of your life, right? So that's today. Today is reconnect and remember. Reconnect with who you were. Remember what you wanted to do. And spend some time daydreaming. We don't spend enough time not doing. We're always doing. We're doing, 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 doing. And you need that, your brain needs that space to not do things, to imagine what's possible. Someone said this, maybe it was last night. I was in a mastermind last night. Someone was saying, you need time away from everything to give your brain time to be creative and to come up with ideas. So here's an invitation to you. Take some time, do some daydreaming, think about what you wanted to be, think about what you wanted to do. And if you want to do the comparison, compare to where you are now. And do you want to make any changes? Maybe you're happy and you came because you can't be the queen. You're happy being, the controller of the company. That's pretty cool. That'd be pretty awesome. And, I wanted to let you know. So I actually have a special, I'm calling it the 12 Days of Wellness. And what I'm doing is I'm giving away a free complimentary planning self-care workshop. But it's one-on-one. So what I'm doing is I'm giving away 12 of these self-care planning sessions. It's an hour with me where we talk about what your goals are and I give you a framework and we get you going because we know that the new year end is coming, right? It's almost January 1st. And when the new year comes, everybody's going to go, oh my gosh, I need to make a resolution. But hey, why not get ahead of the game? Figure out what you want to achieve in 2022 now and start your plan for it, right? Because if you've already got your plan set when January 1st, you'll be like, yeah, cheers, everybody. I've already figured it all out. I know what's going to happen in 2022 and it's going to be an amazing year, whatever happens. So we're going to get a jump start on your plan now. And it's the giving season. So I want to give these sessions away, give you an hour with me to set your self-care plan for 2022. If you're interested in that, you can DM me if you want, or I'm going to just plunk a link in the comments after the show and in the description in the podcast so that you can just pop on over. You do have to fill out a little questionnaire because I need some information before we dive on into your self-care plan. The better we plan, the better we execute, right? So my friends, have an amazing week. Join me next week. Next week, I'm going to talk about how to put some energy into those dreams. We're going to recharge those dreams and get them up and running. I am Heather. My company is Prosperity Flow Coaching, and I also work with the Certified Coaches Federation. I want you to have the happiest, healthiest season life adventure that you can possibly have. You can always feel free to reach out to me. I do one-on-one coaching. I do group coaching, and I would love to chat with you any old time. I will see you next week. Tune in, put it in your schedule, put it in your calendar. I'll see if I can get an actual event up so that it will notify you that it's going to happen. Take care, my friends. I will see you next time.